Now, former heavyweight champion boxer Evander Holyfield has been in the headlines this week for comments he made on Channel 5's Celebrity Big Brother. Not sure if you are a fan. If you watch the programme, maybe you do. Maybe you would like to call us this morning. In a chat with a fellow contestant, he expressed his belief that homosexuality is not natural, according to the Bible. Shortly after he made his comments, Holyfield was then called into the diary room and reprimanded for using unacceptable language. So whether you agree with him or not, is this just TV censoring someone for simply expressing their views? 0845955678817771 on the text. Joining me, Brendan O'Neill, who's editor of the online magazine Spiked, and journalist and commentator Patrick Strudwick. Brendan, let's start with you. What did you make of it? Were you watching the programme at the time, first of all?
I was, yes, I did see it.
And what was your reaction at the time?
I was pretty shocked because they made a real public spectacle of him. That was the thing that shocked me most. They firstly showed his conversation, which was a conversation he had with one other contestant, and then they demanded that he come to the diary room, and they made this great spectacle of telling him off and also telling him that expressing those views would not be tolerated in future. So it's very clearly a spectacle of humiliation and of intolerance, basically saying to him, these views will not be tolerated. It's fine for you to hold them, but it's not fine for you to express them. So I found it a very censorious act by Channel 5.
Patrick, how did you view it?
Well, first of all, it's amusing to hear Brendan talk about Big Brother creating a public spectacle out of someone. That it is reality TV. That is the nature of the beast. Secondly, they didn't censor him. They showed what he said. That is not censoring. They showed what he said, and they didn't remove him. Let us remember, in 2007, when Emily Parr, a contestant on the regular Big Brother, uttered the N-word, she was forcibly removed from the house. This, which is in many ways a more dangerous thing to say, it wasn't just that he said it was unnatural. He said that it can be, that homosexuality can be fixed. He likened it to a disability. And that is very dangerous. There are two reasons why that's dangerous. First of all, because an awful lot of people in the world still find themselves entering into conversion therapy, i.e. the kind of therapy that seeks to cure, in inverted commas, people from homosexuality. And we know that that causes worsened mental illness. It causes suicide. It causes self-harm. I have met these people. I have seen the self-harm scars. Secondly, I wrote only at the weekend about the endemic corrective rape, as it's called, in South Africa of lesbians, where men try to fix lesbian sexuality by raping them. Yep. It is a very dangerous
But there was no suggestion that Evander Holyfield was suggesting anything along those lines. So important to make that justification.
Indeed, but the idea that you can fix someone's homosexuality is very dangerous. No one likes censoring. No one likes someone's freedom of speech to be curtailed. But actually, you know, it's very, very often people confuse removing someone's platform with removing their freedom of speech. To not allow someone to say something on television is not the same as removing their freedom of speech. And by the way, he was allowed to say that on television. He was merely told by responsible program makers that many people would take offence at his comments, which is exactly right.
I suppose it would have been censorship, Brendan, had the actual clip been removed and not shown.
No, he has been censored because he was told by the programme makers that he should not express those views again. So he's been told that there is something that he is not allowed to say while he's on that TV show. And let's not forget, this is a TV show in which supposedly people are allowed to be real, to express themselves, to do what they do in everyday life. And yet we find the producer saying, this point of view must not be expressed. It is definitely an act of censorship.
Would you allow a jihadist onto Celebrity Big Brother and reams and reams of programming to allow him or her to say that non-Muslims should be raped and murdered and set alight?
If a jihadist,
without any comment.
If a jihadist was invited onto Celebrity Big Brother in the first place, I would fully expect him to be expressing those views, yes. But what I want to come back to
So you would allow a jihadist on British television to spout hatred and incite murder against Christians in the name of free speech?
Yes, because the difference between me and you is that I believe in free, freedom of speech and you don't. I just want to come back to the point.
Patrick, I'll let you come back. Let Brendan make this next point and then I'll bring you back in.
I want to come back to the point Mr. Stridert was making about the dangerous nature of these comments and how they could warp people or cause people harm.
Well, I'll let you talk about that and maybe you could deal with this at the same time. I mean, are you comfortable with Holyfield saying, you know, all I'm trying to say, you know, handicapped people are born, you can't say because they are born that way, you can't fix them. Are you comfortable with that comparison?
I don't agree with what he said, but I support his right to say it because I believe in freedom of speech. Now, when Mr. Strudwick says that these views are dangerous and could harm people, let's remember that's exactly what people used to say about gay art and gay culture and gay TV programs. People like
I think you are wrong too.
People like Mary Whitehouse would say,
Do you think that these views do not lead to conversion therapy and corrective rape?
No, I don't. I think people who carry those things out are responsible for their actions. Now, you don't know what you're talking about.
You do not know what you're talking about. The idea that you can correct your sexuality or fix your sexuality runs right through the rhetoric around conversion therapy. It runs right through. If you read the testimonies of victims of corrective rape, they will all tell you that their attackers said to them, "We will fix you."
Okay.
So let me ask Patrick then. If Evander Holyfield had stopped short and hadn't made those comparisons, if he had said that he believed that homosexuality was not natural in his view, would you have had any issue with that?
Well, obviously, I don't agree with that.
No, but in terms of, do you think he would have the right to say it?
Yes, of course he has the right to say it. It's a question of context and responsible broadcasting. Now, in a discussion programme like this, or Question Time, it is a much better context with which any opinion can be shared. So, for example, I supported the idea that Nick Griffin should be allowed on Question Time because
it's watched by intelligent people.
No.
Yes, because it's watched by... This
no,
is
because
where
it was a context
to,
in which the ideas...
This is where we get to the nub.
Hold on, let Patrick finish, then I'll bring you back in, Brendan, because nobody will hear anybody.
You say you believe in freedom of speech, yet you won't let me speak. How amusing.
Yes, exactly.
Well, no, you're both guilty of that now, to be fair, so come on, Patrick, finish your point, then I'll bring Brendan back in. Come on.
Context is important. Freedom of speech, you might want to paint it as a black and white issue. It is not. We also have to be responsible. We have to be responsible broadcasters. And by the way, anyone entering the Big Brother house will have signed a contract in which they will have been told not to express offensive views that could be dangerous or whatever, discriminatory.
Brendan.
This is fantastic. What Patrick means by context is the audience, right? We know who watches.
No, it's about the programme.
Excuse me, don't interrupt me, please.
Your freedom of speech advocate interrupted me.
Question Time is watched by intelligent, middle class, mainly white people who read The Guardian. They're fine. But Celebrity Big Brother is watched by presumably ignorant people who might be easily influenced.
I not only watch it, but I appear on their spin-off show. So don't come that with me.